Moncrief on News Talk.
Is everything fantastic in your life? Are you happy all the time? If the answer is yes, chances are that you're lying or delusional. Life is such, human beings are such, that sometimes we're up or down or in the middle, yet so much of our culture seems to produce a pressure to be constantly positive. And if we're not like that, then it's our own fault. Dr. Claire Hayes is a consultant clinical psychologist. Afternoon, Claire.
Good afternoon, Sean.
What do you think is happening in our culture that there is this tremendous pressure to be positive all the time?
I think it's very worrying. And I think it's fear that we have that if people really knew what was going on, they might not accept us or like us or something, because you're right, the culture is we're supposed to be, and I'm putting that in quotation marks, happy all the time. And if we're not, then there's something seriously wrong with us. And yeah. I think we've just gone crazy and bananas and out of balance with it all.
And is it because people might feel that others won't like them if they're having an off day or an off week or an off month, rather than others run away from that idea?
I think it's even more than that. I think it's if we're not comfortable ourselves with feeling lousy, feeling awful, feeling upset. And, you know, to be honest, they're really hard feelings, Sean. So, you know, we prefer not to have them. But if we think if we have them, there's something wrong with us and that we're failing because we're not happy and we should be happy and everybody else is happy and we're supposed to be happy. Well, then it's hard for us to put our hands up and say, well, actually, I'm not feeling great. And then we might, because we might judge ourselves for that, we might expect and anticipate judgment from others.
Yeah. Is that predicated on an unrealistic view of life in general?
Yes, I think so.
And where does that come from?
I think we've got out of balance. And certainly, you know, there's it's not recommended to be talking about the difficulties and challenges and upsets and how awful life is over and over, because that will only make us feel worse. So there is definitely something about, you know, looking at what's going well and speaking about what's going well and all of that. But there's a balance. And I think we've lost the sense of balance. So we're talking about my absolute hobby horse here.
Yeah. Now, having lost that sense of balance, and if I imagine if you're not feeling great, but you're still trying to maintain this facade that you are, that everything is great, that's really bad for you.
Well, it's very hard and it's extra pressure. And yes, over time, that can cause a lot of problems, health problems, mental health difficulties. Absolutely.
Yeah. When people are put in that position, are they lying to themselves, or, you know, would they normally know that things are bad, but they feel this pressure to maintain that facade?
That's a really good question. I think it could be a bit of both, Sean. I think maybe sometimes people feel a fraud and they might think they're a fraud because they're presenting themselves differently to the world than they actually feel. So they might think they're lying. But then there's a case of people actually might be so out of tune with how they're feeling that they actually don't realize how bad they actually are feeling. And one of the things in my work, and I'm privileged to do it, is I ask people, what would they like to get from working with me? And practically everyone wants to feel better. And I'm really clear I don't have the power to do that and it's not appropriate. And lots of times people actually feel worse initially rather than feeling better, or before they feel better, because they might have bottled up a lot of how they're really feeling. Mm. So it can be quite shocking to turn around and realize, well, actually, no, this way I'm presenting to the world is not actually true. And for people to really make peace with that they're not feeling great. You know, there's nothing wrong with feeling angry, upset, hurt, disappointed, jealous, you know, all of the things that in the past, and some people still do describe as, in quotes, negative feelings, negative emotions. I don't believe there's any such thing. I think literally how we feel are messengers to us, and I don't trust them as well. So just because I'm feeling anxious doesn't mean there's something wrong. It could mean that I think there's danger. Sometimes, you know, there might be danger, but sometimes I might think it. The same with disappointment. I might feel disappointed because I think somebody has whatever. But then when I realize that they haven't, then I feel okay again. So I think we've again lost the balance, that we put way too much emphasis on how we feel. So if any of us don't feel great, well, then that means there's something wrong and we have to do whatever we can to feel better. And sadly, some people discover that they feel better if they become addicted to something, whether it's substance abuse or whether it's pleasing or getting A's or whatever it is. And then that behavior can become a huge problem.
Do we all think about ourselves a bit too much?
If I said yes, that sounds like a judgment.
Put you out of business as well.
Probably. Well, do we think about ourselves? I think we criticize ourselves too much. I think a lot of our thoughts are very, very unhelpful. So do we think about ourselves too much in a way that, you know, we're loving and caring and kind? No, probably not. I don't think we think of ourselves as really good people enough. You know, I think we can be very hard on ourselves and blame ourselves. And I don't know how much time we have, Sean. So I'd just like to suggest what we can do with all of this. And is that okay?
Yes.
Yeah. So I've developed a very simple sentence called the ABC coping sentence. So A is acknowledge. So acknowledging to ourselves, if not to everybody else. I feel however we feel. So I feel hurt, I feel upset, I feel lousy, I feel cross. Because a lot of times we don't actually acknowledge that. And then B is because. So I feel upset because I think I've let people down. I feel hurt because I think somebody is deliberately excluding me or whatever it is. And then it's often because I think, because our thoughts are so powerful, but not always. So if you stood on my toe, I'd feel pain because you stood on my toe. Not because I thought you did, but because you did. But of course, you never would. So I feel this because I think this. And then C is choose. What are we going to choose to do? So I choose to breathe slowly is really important, but I choose to get a balance, but I choose to let it go if we can, but I choose to remember when I'm 97, this probably won't matter, but I choose to get and take help, but I choose to remember I'm human or allow myself to be human, but I choose, but maybe that's okay is another one. So I feel hurt, sad, upset because of whatever it is, but that's okay. And actually, if I can add into this, it's not just feeling lousy that can be hard. If we're in a situation where everybody else or the people around us are finding things difficult and we're actually feeling good, it can be very difficult to feel good. We might bottle that down and pretend we're feeling in not great form too. So again, I come back to balance. It's important to get it.
Well, yeah, balance now, but how do you... Is there a one-size-fits-all definition of balance? How do you find that balance?
Well, it can be wobbly. just thinking of exercise about standing in one foot. I think it comes back to ourselves, what we're okay with. So in terms of feeling, you know, if we're comparing ourselves to everybody else and we think everybody else is having this wonderful, incredibly fantastic life and we're feeling not great, in not great form. Well, then a sense of balance there might be to actually, you know, be realistic. You know, nobody has it all, you know, and everybody has to wake up and brush their teeth, you know, or supposed to anyway. And, you know, there's nobody who gets through life, I believe, 100% feeling great all the time. And that's fine. And why would we want to? Because it's the moments where we feel, you know, hurt and sad and upset and all of that, that we can actually develop resilience and learn and be more human and more tolerant and more compassionate to ourselves and everybody else. So that might sound really awful for somebody who's experiencing challenges right now, but there's a truth in it too. You know, life itself is balance. You know, we don't stay really, really upset forever. You know, the sun rises, the sun sets, we feel happy, we feel upset, you know, things move on.
Yeah. Though I assume I suppose it's wisdom to spot the difference between saying, maybe I'm having an off day or maybe the problems I have in the greater scheme of things aren't as severe as that might feel to me right now.
Yes.
And something that is actually severe. And I do need, you know, there is perhaps a crisis coming and being able to spot the difference.
Absolutely. And that comes back to being honest with ourselves and not lying to ourselves. There are three words I found very useful I learned in college a long time ago, and frequency, duration and intensity. So if any of us are feeling bad for a long period of time, it's not lifting, it's very intense, That's very different to moments where we don't feel great and then moments where we do feel great. And absolutely, you're right. It's really important if we deep down know this is not okay. This is, you know, this, however we're feeling, is not lifting. It's really impacting on enjoying life and it's affecting relationships. It's just getting us to want to stay at home instead of getting out there. It's really important to discuss that with a GP, number one, and then take it from there, because it could be something that's actually biological. Maybe our bloods are off a little bit. Maybe we need a little bit of extra vitamin D or whatever it is. So I always, as a number one, suggest people or encourage people to go to their GP and have a talk about whatever's going on for them. Not hide it, not bottle it up, to acknowledge it.
And not believe anything you see on social media, where everybody's having a fantastic time all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Claire, thanks a million for speaking with us today. Dr. Claire Hayes is a consultant clinical psychologist and the author of Finding Hope in the Age of Anxiety. Recognize it, acknowledge it, and take your power back. Claire, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Sean. Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.